Have you always wanted to journal, but you're just not sure about how to go about it? Have you heard the benefits of writing, but it just seems too difficult? Well, you're in luck because
is
in this
hard.
episode of the Existential Stoic Podcast, we're going to be going over how to journal step by step. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
Yo, was that salesy enough or
No, it's good. I like that. That's very pushy.
what? And for those of you who just want the quick start guide for how to journal, grab some writing utensil, grab something that can be written on, and write.
Literally
That's
anything.
it.
Yeah, that's all.
And
I know.
that's
I
the
always
episode. Thanks for joining us.
have a good day. I always feel it's funny because like this is something I did just naturally. Like I always. I mean, like literally as far back as I can remember, like when I could write, I always had journals. And so like it's something I just always did to write down my thoughts. I don't know. It just was a way that I always expressed myself. So I feel kind of lucky in that sense that it was just natural for me. Like I don't always do it every day still, because actually, to be honest, my hand hurts a lot now when I write. So I have to like limit
I
it
know, because we're so
sometimes.
used to typing,
I know,
right?
dude, it's bad.
I get the same thing where I'm like, oh, this is hard.
Well, I think it's a combination of video games, computers, and having journaled like my whole life, I think I just notice sometimes my hand will kill. And like, so yeah, you have to manage it. But like, it is funny how many people always ask, well, how do I start? And it's like, it's not difficult. It's not meant to. I think people get insecure or, worried that like they have to do it right as if there's a right way. But you have to remember that you're not showing this to anybody. It's for you.
I like how you said that because in a lot of the books who talk about the benefit of journaling, they do make it seem like there's a wrong way to do it. They're like, you need the
Yeah.
bulletproof journal, it needs to be a Moleskine journal, you need to use a number three black
College
felt tip
rule, blah,
pen, whatever
blah.
the heck. You can only do it in the morning during the golden hour or at night in the golden hour after you've already done an hour of kettlebell workouts and you're
There
drinking your bulletproof coffee.
you go.
Then you're journaling correctly. But that's
Otherwise, you're doing it wrong.
the only time. Yeah. It's kind of funny because when you were talking about that, I actually has some embarrassing memories that I just want to share with everybody. My
Nice.
first journal was, or maybe it was my first two journals. I don't remember which one was first, which one was second. One was a 21 Jump Street with a little lock on the side
Nice.
with Johnny Depp. And the other one was Dolphins. And it had a
Nice.
matching dolphin bookmark for putting inside. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, I
Those are
had
my
some
first two
ridiculous
journals
ones
ever.
too when I was younger. I used to use a lot of just those little I think it was Mead made like a pocket notebook, the reporter style. I used to use those. And I used to like those like leather ones that were thick that had like the strap that wrapped around. But then, as I got older, I realized they were just too big to lug around usually. Like now I do favor like I like thinner soft cover ones I can just throw in my bag or my pocket or something, It's easier.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's an interesting thing because journaling, they make it seem like it's difficult, but
It's not.
really all you're doing is just writing while you're thinking, kind
Yeah.
of.
Or sometimes
Maybe
just to get
prompting
thoughts.
yourself to think.
Yeah. I think a lot of times I think the most important thing from journaling is just like, we talked about it before, but if you write things down, you're like 40% more likely to do them. So like I think like writing down goals, writing down dreams is always a good way to go about just starting out journaling. Like, what do I really want in this world? Like, because I find journaling a great way to work through like what really matters to me. Because it's so usually in life, it's so hard. You can't get away from screens. You can't get away from other people telling you how to think and what's valuable and what's important. So sometimes when you just turn all that crap off and sit down with just a pen and paper, it's a chance to really ask yourself, like, what do I really think? What really matters to me? What do I really value? And like, just sometimes I'll just keep coming back to that thing over and over again. And then you start to kind of whittle it down to like what really matters to you.
And it's helpful to do that regularly,
Yeah,
you
over and
know,
over again.
like doing it at the very least every year, but you know, oftentimes every quarter, every few months.
Even every
That's
day for a while, if you're really unsure, or like if you're facing a big decision sometimes, like, the existentialists talk about that dread, right, of making a big choice. And we all feel that, right? Like, should I quit my job and try something new? Should I do, it's hard. So sometimes, like, just journaling straight for like 10 days, just the same topic. Like, why do I want to make this choice? You can even do like, I mean, if you prefer like pro and con list, you can do a pro and con list. You can do it however you want. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to write sentences. You can do bullet points if you want. You can do whatever. And I think
Yeah.
it's a very helpful way just to get, it's just the point is to get the idea out of your head, you know?
That's cool. One thing, two, actually, two things that I've been doing recently with journaling is one, using it to unpack some emotions. Because I
Yeah.
grew up in a household of repression. Like,
We all
you're
did.
allowed to do pretty much everything except for have emotions and especially not anger. And so I just pushed all that stuff down. And I recognized that it had some physical issues that came along with it after a while.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I've been unpacking a lot of that stuff recently, just journaling. And actually, I found this cool illustration. It's like the iceberg of anger, where it has anger above the water and then has all these other things underneath it, like
Oh.
feeling frustrated, sad, alone, all these different things. And so I've just been like using each one of those things that could be a cause for anger as a prompt each day. Like, when in my life have I felt this? When am I feeling this now? So that's been one thing I've been doing recently. And then the other thing, so they say that dreams are kind of like the key or the window to the subconscious realm.
Heard
And
that.
dude, no joke, for probably like years, I just didn't have dreams or I didn't remember them.
Oh, if you
So
write them down, dude, in the morning, you'll start to remember them a lot more. Yeah. I
yeah,
did
so
that for a while.
I've been making like a very, very conscious effort of any time I have a dream or even just remember a little bit of it, write it down. And I read Freud's interpretation of dreams recently. So like thinking about what could this actually mean in my real life. So that's been pretty interesting window
If
into
it's
what's going
Freud, it's like
on
one of two
in the
things.
subconscious.
So,
Yeah, it's
yeah,
clearly sex.
it always is. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's funny. You know, that's a good one too. I actually like it too, just for like, if you have trouble like expressing your emotions too, or like understanding them, just working through them in a journal is great. Like, why do I feel this way? And like, at doing that repetitive why to get to the bottom of it is very helpful. And it's just nice knowing nobody else has to see it, you know? So I think that's another really good one. I've also mentioned too, one I really like too is like if I'm really having a difficult time with somebody, especially somebody important in my life, trying to write down from their perspective the issue that we're having an issue on to kind of like free myself of my own kind of like my own sort of bias towards myself and to try and kind of be more empathetic, it can be really helpful. Because like, you know, we're all good giving our excuses for when things go wrong, like, oh, I'm having a bad day, this, and the other, right? So like letting yourself try and imagine that for the other person. And a lot of times you'd be surprised. You're probably pretty right, which is impressive, you know?
That is a really good one, putting yourself in the other person's shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
I
just a
like
good,
something else that you said.
huh? Well, that's good. I think it's just a good habit to be in. We talked about the small delights, right? Writing down the three, like three small delights each day, too. It can be a great way just to like, make yourself more positive or see the positive. It's a good way to just change your perspective on things. Like we don't, I think we don't, we forget that like we carry all this crap inside. And sometimes just getting it out, even just on paper, just for ourselves, is enough to get it in the world and out of our heads. Or like, you know, like it can be a good way to work through like even just like stresses like debt and stuff. How do I work through this? You know, you can do it on paper.
It's so like there I was listening to some book recently, and they were talking about a whole bunch of things for happiness that have been recently done in studies. And two of the most significant ones, one was writing down five things that you're grateful for each day. And the
Because we're
second
terrible
was,
at gratitude. We're
yeah. And
terrible
the
at it.
second was walking at least 5,000 steps.
Not
And
hard.
you know how much the average American walks? Between 3,000 and 4,000 steps. No wonder
Really?
we're miserable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take much. Getting a little bit of physical exercise and writing things down is not hard. And I think, you know, it's been an invaluable practice in my life though, for real. Because like so many things I've worked through and like just like it just makes you feel better to get that stuff out. And I think we are like we forget like our inner lives are complicated. And for most of us, we don't share a lot. So putting things on paper is a great way to start. And it can also just help you also just like for me, a lot of times it's more just about getting clear about what is actually bothering me, you know, or like what's actually on my mind. Because some, you know, it's not always formulated in your head when it's bouncing around, but getting out on paper is so helpful.
True. And this is what I liked what you said, how you don't need to be worried about somebody else reading it. Like it's only for you. And even if somebody does read it, it really doesn't matter. But
No.
chances are they're not going to. Like in the history of all of the journal writers in the entire world, there's
Yeah.
literally like one that people actually read, Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. And
Yeah.
you know, it's quite inspiring. But yeah, it's just something that you do for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you can even like I used to do something too where like I would get these small thin notebooks and just throw them out when I was selling them. Just 'cause like, could use
So
them
the
for
trash
specific
men are
things.
all reading about your
Yeah,
life.
right. You can shred it if you have to, if you're that worried. Yeah.
That's a good point. But I wanted to do an episode on this one because I think journaling is a lot like meditation. It's something that's really good for you, and people want to do it, but they're scared to because they're afraid that you'll do it wrong. And really, there's no way to do it wrong.
No. And I think that for everybody too, I think that there's going to be differences in what works for them at different times, just like meditation. Like sometimes, like just to go for the old classics, like you're walking, laying down, sitting, right? Sometimes one of those is going to work better for you at different times, depending on what you're going through, depending on what you're trying to work through with meditation. So, like journaling, I look at the same way, right? There's a lot of ways to do it. It just depends on what you're doing. Like sometimes a bullet point's great. Sometimes a list is great. Sometimes just writing freehand or just getting like your, what do they call it? Stream of conscious, right? Just getting it out on paper is good. Like just there's a million ways to do it. Don't be shy.
Cool. So anything else you want to mention?
No. I think oh, I think one other real helpful thing is just if you're trying to get into it, set aside 5 minutes a day in the morning or night or in the middle of the day, whatever works for you. And just make it a habit, because once it's a habit, it's easier to do, obviously.
Brilliant, brilliant. And linking it with something that you already do that's a habit.
Yeah, that's a
So
good
like
idea.
yeah, that way you'll make sure to get it done because if you start doing that other thing, you'll be like, oh, it's journal time.
But like, yeah, if you exercise, right? Like when you're cooling down afterwards, journal for 5 minutes, something like that. Yeah.
Bingo. All right. Well, that's it. That's all for this episode. How to journal. Turns out it's easier than any of us thought. The more
Super
you
easy.
know, bing. So that's all for this episode. If you enjoyed it, it helps us out greatly if you could leave a positive review on Apple Podcast. More than you could ever know. It's like the audio version of gold, essentially.
Everybody
But
loves gold.
yeah, until next time, our friends, we will see you. This is the Existential Soak Podcast.
You
I'm
cut
Randy.
me
That's
off.
Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Andy.